We've been hearing a lot about the numbers of this COVID-19 surge. How many cases? How many deaths? But healthcare workers want people to understand what it feels like to be back here fighting this battle again inside the hospital.
Initially, there was a lot of feelings of anger.
Eric Kumar is a nurse at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing.
It's also kind of sad because when you walk into the unit every day and you see suffering, there's just this feeling of sadness that I've never seen in my career before.
He talked with Michigan Radio's Kate Wells for this story.
Eric Kumar has been a nurse for 10 years. But the last few weeks, he finds himself having to kind of gear up emotionally to walk into the hospital and start the day.
And, you know, within 30 minutes, like two of our nurses are already just in tears from, these are what my patients are doing. These are how many patients I have. How am I going to get through this day?
Sparrow Hospital, where Kumar works, is getting so full that they're having to move some of the non-COVID patients out of the main hospital to another campus. And they've converted Kumar's unit from regular inpatient care to handling overflow COVID patients.
I've never seen patients get sicker quicker in my career.
Meanwhile, more of their own staff are testing positive.
When we have to sit out, you know, phlebotomists, nurses, environmental services, personnel, for 2 weeks.
With about four COVID patients for every one nurse, there is no time for the small stuff, the usual connecting with patients, Kumar says. They're just stretched too thin.
I wish I could go door to door and tell everybody how real this is, that we might have a bed for you, we might have a nurse for you, but it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen in a hospital setting, and it's going to be a real challenge to give you the care that we want to give you because of how sick people are.
Those people include the elderly couple from Danceville, the person with disabilities from the adult foster care system, people from expensive homes right outside of Lansing, and farmers from Westphalia. Kumar is seeing them all.
And I tell them not to feel guilty. Like, some people will feel guilty, you know? They're like, I did the best I could. And I'm like, now is not a time to put blame on yourself. Now is a time to, you know, try to do what we can to get better.
Mostly though, patients just want to see their families. They are so isolated, Kumar says. And he says there's this feeling of loneliness at work all the time now.
And when you yourself are more alone because you're in a room gowned up, people can't see your face, you feel for your patient's loneliness, and you also feel for, you know, your own loneliness.
Kumar says he knows that it's hard for people who aren't seeing these patients and these overflowing units to understand emotionally why they are being asked to do these really hard things, like not seeing your family this Thanksgiving, because it is hard, even for him. But personally, he says he keeps coming back to this image of his coworker, another nurse, holding up an iPad for a patient who was spending about an hour saying goodbye to her family alone.
That's what I wish I could just, you know, scream and tell people, is like, that's what could happen to you. You could be alone, or you could see someone that you really love. You couldn't be with them when they're at their most vulnerable and when they're suffering, and or at, when they're at the end of their life. And that is something I will never forget.
Sparrow Hospital estimates it will hit capacity possibly sometime next week. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.